and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you are all having an absolutely fantastic Friday today, a blessed day as well. Health Masters is pushing through. We're staying busy today. I've been getting a lot of phone calls this morning, a lot of people asking us different health questions. So it's always been a blessing to help everybody out the best we can. So thank you for your support with that. Also, too, Ted is getting patched in right now. He's getting some service, some better service where he's at. And he will be on the Hagman Report tonight with Doug Hagman's got a lot of different stuff he's going to be talking about, so that's going to be exciting. He hasn't been on the show in a couple of weeks. I've been running the Hagman show whenever I get the chance to be on there with Doug. So Ted's got a lot of different stuff he's going to do. And also, too, be sure if you guys haven't, I've gotten emails asking me about it. I don't know if people haven't looked on the website. I've double-checked the website. The website is 100% operational. I haven't seen any glitches or anything on it. But yes, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules is in stock and on sale as product of the week right now. The Ultimate Multiple Powder is out of stock. We have a new batch coming in, and we have another old batch that we're actually looking at right now that we were testing. So the powder will be back in stock next week, and we'll have that back up and running. But yes, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules are on sale for product of the week right now for over 10% off. So I just wanted to clarify that, as I got a couple emails. A lot of times it's easier for me just to answer stuff on the show because we have so many listeners and customers and one alike now, then it makes it easier than trying to respond to, you know, seven or eight different emails over and over and over and over again. And sometimes I just copy and paste them. Some people ask the same question. I mean, that's just the most efficient thing to do about it. So thank you for that. Also, too, I'm sure you guys may have already seen this or not, very interesting news today as we now see Trump is planning to impose a 5% tariff on all goods imported from Mexico and is going to increase that number every single month until October to 25% maximum unless Mexico reduces illegal immigration across the border. Now, there's a couple different things going on right here. So I've had some people already email me about this. Thank you. I'm going to give you my honest opinion on this. Will this cause Mexico to decrease or restrict immigration into Mexico? Maybe on what they can actually control. Will it actually reduce the overall illegal immigration in the United States? Doubtful, to be honest with you, because a lot of Mexico does not actually sanction or support huge amounts of illegal immigration. We have a massive border that is usually unmanned most of the time. We have a lot of border fencing that is not up. We have border patrol agents that are stretched very, very thin. One thing that we have seen now over the last 6 months is the amount of illegals that have been coming in. It's been taxing the actual border patrol agents because they're having to do babysitting jobs, so to speak, instead of doing what they're supposed to do. This is why I've said so many times, if Trump really wanted to reduce illegal immigration, he'd have massively increased the hiring budget and start hiring off, or, you know, basically retired military, anybody that's been involved as far as in special ops, anybody that's been involved in infantry, anybody that can handle the job psychologically and physically, they need to start being hired. We have so many individuals that come out of the military and they have no idea what to do. They have been trained how to fight and how to kill, and they have no idea on how to integrate into society. Not saying that they need to be killing people at the border. What I'm saying is they're very good at military control of border and control and checkpoints. So that is really what needed to be done. But you got to look at this from a secondary standpoint. We get a lot of food from Mexico. We get a lot of everything from Mexico. There's actually a part the other day that I had to order for a truck for a buddy of mine, and it came in and it said made in Mexico. It's like, oh, this is a, you know, Dodge Ram part I needed to get for him, and it is made in Mexico. So a lot of stuff comes out of Mexico, and a substantial amount of our food comes out of Mexico. Now, will this be something that actually reduces illegal immigration? I hope so. I pray so. It's something that needs to be done. Is this something that may be actually detrimental to the United States? I don't know. But one thing I do know, and I've been talking about this for weeks now, if you guys already know, the Midwest rain, tornadoes, storms, storms, flooding has been beyond out of control, far past what the Midwest has ever seen in recent history, with the Mississippi River, the Arkansas River at their maximum pretty much they've ever been in record number. The tornadoes, the storms, the flooding. I even told you guys about one of our customers up in Iowa or Idaho talking about, you know, they're going to have to claim insurance pretty much on their entire crop because it's not getting planted. Most farmers around there haven't planted anything, 0% planted. They have to claim insurance. This is going to lead, because remember, the food supply is always on kind of like a 1 to 2 year delay. What's happening right this second isn't going to affect our plates tonight. It's going to affect our plates in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, and down the line. That's when everything starts falling in. So what we're seeing in the Midwest is very troubling, especially the weather warfare. But what takes it another step further is how troubling it is to see that now, if this goes through with Mexico, it may reduce illegal immigration, which will be amazing. But it also is going to massively, massively increase the food cost of the food that we're getting out of Mexico if Mexico either doesn't comply or doesn't really care or can't. 25% tariffs are going to increase the cost of food coming out of Mexico astronomically for the American population.
That's right.
That's something to just look at right now with what we see going on right here. Food shortages are about to be on the high end with everything out in the Midwest with the storms. Now we're going to be putting tariffs on Mexico. Will it reduce illegal immigration? I pray so. Is it going to have a lot of other causes and, you know, negative effects on the economy, including food in the United States because of how much food we get out of Mexico and everything else? Very possible. So something to see right here. I just find it odd that Trump's been in office for, you know, 3 years now. He's had the ability to do this to Mexico for a very long time, just like he's had the ability to increase Border Patrol budget for a very long time. Now, right at the exact time we're seeing a food crisis of biblical proportions in the Midwest with nothing getting grown and everything being flooded, we're going to slap Mexico with up to 25% tariffs by October if they don't stop illegal immigration. Interesting timing. That's my take on it. I'll obviously continue to do research and keep everyone apprised of what's going on, but that is my take on it. I hear you patch in now, Bib.
I'm sorry about that, guys. I had an internet connection, and it wouldn't let me do a Skype out. I mean, it wouldn't even let me send an email out, and I didn't realize what it was doing until the show couldn't hook up, and I said, uh-oh, so I had to find another location, so I apologize, but I've been listening to the entire show, and Austin, you're absolutely right. You have to remember, Trump signed a national emergency executive order about the border, and he has done nothing. He has over $1 billion lined up to stop illegal immigration. He's done nothing. Trump is a do-nothing president. Well, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm going to correct that. Trump is doing exactly what he's being told to do by the international banking cartels that run the world. He's being told exactly what to do, and he's doing the exact script. He's no different than Obama. He's pro-gay. Obama was pro-gay. I mean, Trump is pro-gay marriage. Trump is you know, pro-abortion, except for, you know, he says he's not, but he still is when he says I'm against rape and incest and all this other stuff. You can get an abortion. I mean, he's pro-abortion. He's pro-gay marriage. He's dropped more bombs now than Obama and Bush combined in the Middle East. I mean, nothing's changed. Okay, and Austin, you're exactly right. We have a biblical proportion food crisis with up to 80 to 90% of the crops in the Midwest in some areas not being planted, and yet now he decides to throw sanctions on Mexico when so much of our food comes out of Mexico. So we're getting set up, guys. The United States is getting set up for massive, massive food price increases, and this is exactly what G. Edgar Griffin said a few years ago about the chemtrails. He says they're being used to manipulate food prices. Let me stop for 1 second here. Let me give you an example from an economic standpoint. Let's look at an inelastic demand curve. Now, what does that mean? Oh, here's what an inelastic – here, I learned all this in graduate school at FSU. Here's what an inelastic demand curve is. If you've been born and you come down with a juvenile diabetes and you're 12, 13, 14 years old. Now, there are various reasons that happens. I'm not going to get into that, but let's say you have juvenile diabetes and you have to have X amount of units of insulin every single day in order for your cells to process sugar properly or you die. It doesn't matter if the insulin costs $1 or $5 or $10 or $20 or $100 or $1,000. If you don't get it and you die, you have to pay it, period. That's called an inelastic demand curve. You cannot live without that particular product. food is also on an inelastic demand curve. It doesn't matter what the food's going to cost if we have massive shortages. You have to eat or you die. And they know this. These guys are so darn greedy and so darn... Boy, it's hard to not say bad words about these guys. Sometimes I act like I say bad words all the time. I don't say bad words all the time, but every once in a while I say a bad word. I'm not going to paint some halo over my head and pretend like I'm some kind of holier-than-thou, sanctimonious Ted. I'm not, all right? You know, I was raised in a very secular world, in a bar, you know, went to college, got saved, and I still have to deal with the vocabulary at times as far as what I say and allow myself to say. But when I start talking about this stuff, and I know they're going to intentionally starve people on purpose to force you into compliance with them, this is where this is going. It's like Austin said, hey, we have pancakes and coffee and bacon and all the stuff in the FEMA camps. I know, I'm sorry, you're out of food, but we've got food. You just got to go run through a metal screener when you come over here to the camps and basically make sure you're not armed, because we're doing this for your safety, your protection. This is what the whole thing's about. Yep. It's about to enslave the United States. And you think, well, come on, Ted, you don't really talk like this most of the time. No, I don't. But, guys, you got to look at the perfect storm that's developing. You have to look at the perfect storm. You've got to look at what the chemtrails are doing. You've got to look at what the geoengineering is doing. You've got to look at who these clowns are and what they do and what they believe and what they think and what they say. You've got to look at all this stuff, and you've got to take it all into consideration when you make your final decision on who in the world's in charge of the planet. Guys, we're being run by a priest class, a druidic, satanic, worship Moloch, worship Baal, priest class of individuals. Now we've got Kushner over in Israel, and Kushner over in Montreux, Switzerland, you know, for the Bilderberg meeting. I mean, why is Kushner at the Bilderberg meeting? What the heck's going on? Why? Because he's one of the bloodline people that are involved in running the planet and determining our future. And they decided to the Jason Scholars back in the 40s and the 50s. This is that group that worked with DARPA, the most advanced people ever on our planet as far as the smartest, brightest minds supposedly we've ever had. And they said one of the primary things that we have as a population on this planet is we have overpopulation, and we have to reduce the population. And they're going to do it by hook or by crook or by murder or by vaccines or by fluoride or whatever else they have to use. That's what they're doing right now. This is all about reducing the population, because these interdimensional entities that supposedly control us, how weird is all that, right? I still think that's weird. You may think that's normal, but I think it's really weird. They think there's too many of us, and they want to cull the population, and they want to do it through attacking our immune system. They want to do it through attacking our way of life. They want to attack us by basically making us think that gender dysphoria is normal, and that guys should like guys and girls should like girls, and that we should be having sex with robots. And now they're coming out with these ridiculously lifelike robots that are going to be 5G interfaced with an AI control. And they're supposed to be able to talk to you and communicate with you. And I'm telling you this, it may not be in my lifetime, but it will be probably within 100 years. They're going to release the technology, which I guarantee you they already have, that will make an android, a person, a woman, a guy, look so lifelike and be so interactive with you that unless you knew that's what they were, you'd have a hard time figuring it out. You think, well, come on, Ted, you really believe that? Yeah, I really believe that. I really do believe that. I believe that technology is already available, and they haven't released it fast enough. Now, why is that? Because guys, because of Gloria Steinem, have been beaten down into a stupor. I mean, I remember years ago, my gosh, it was back in the 70s, Gloria Steinem, and, you know, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, that Gloria Steinem. I remember I was walking out of a restaurant or wherever we were, a mall, and I opened a door for a woman who was obviously an extreme left-wing lesbian leftist weirdo, and she started yelling and cussing me because I opened the door for her. And I thought, wow, that really bites. I mean, who in the world talks to people like that for being a kind gesture? This is what they've done. They've so taken women and twisted their heads, and men too. I'm not just picking on one sex. You know, the men now are addicted to pornography because of the nucleus accumbens. They knew that would happen. That's a part in your brain that triggers a very strong sexual desire when you see a naked woman or provocatively dressed woman, like with pornography, when you see that, or you see somebody in a magazine that looks like that, or you see the cover of Sports Illustrated. If you want to get real about this, that's how what you see. You trigger a sexual response as if you're starving on a desert island and haven't eaten for 30 days and you want to consume the photograph or the picture of that person that you see. They understand that. That's why they've given us the porn. That's why they've promoted lesbianism. And Austin did an extremely good job on Tuesday. In fact, we're going to play that show on Sunday night, talking about the militant homosexual agenda of the sodomites that want to completely control the world. Now, remember, they've done this before. And if you look at in Genesis, and you look at what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, the angels came in to get these guys out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the first thing the angels, the gays, the sodomites, this militant group of people wanted to do was to screw the angels. I mean, they want to sodomize them. They didn't care about the guy's daughter. They want to sodomize the angels. This is the same group, that same spirit that has controlled the planet now for thousands and thousands of years. It's always the same people. They have that militant left-wing agenda, and they're going to do it come hook or by crook, and they don't care what to do to you or me or anybody else. It's who they are, and it's what they believe. And guys, it's important that you understand this. So when I say to you, they'll shut your food off, they'll shut your gas off, they'll drop the stock market. They'll collapse the housing market. They'll do everything they possibly can to get you into compliance with them. Why? Because that's what they're being told to do by their master, Lucifer, or the AI, or the 5G interface, or the D-Wave computer that's does an interdimensional interface with who knows what entity. This is who these clowns are. And so when you see this with Donald Trump now, and it's so funny, it just really just ticks the crap off me out of me. It really does, because you got all of these Baptist preachers and all of these Assembly of God preachers and all of these independent preachers now, and they're on the Trump bandwagon. Roo-rah! Roo-rah! Donald Trump! Donald Trump! Donald Trump's our hero! We ain't got Hillary! Wait a minute, guys. We ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing. I believe for all my heart, my soul, we voted for the man. I believe he had good intentions. He just didn't realize to the extent he was controlled until they started pulling the doggone strings on him. Remember, within 6 months in the White House, he had the entire group of pastors up there praying for him. They haven't been back since. They have not been back since. They have not been back in the White House since. Why? Because they're not supposed to be back in the White House, because they're not the agenda. They're not what they're supposed to do. They don't want the name of Jesus being broadcast. Remember when he had his inauguration and we kept talking Jesus, Jesus, Jesus through all the prayers? Never have I ever seen that in the history of a presidential election. Donald Trump, I believe with all of my heart, had freedom of will, freedom of choice, and he had the ability to make the decisions he needed to make. If he was scared of his family's health or whatever, he should have sequestered them, put them in the White House, put them in the basement, signed full military security around them so they wouldn't get poisoned or murdered or shot or whatever. He didn't do that. Something happened to this man. Something happened. I'll never forget when George Bush had Obama come into the White House. And Obama walked in there like a strutting queer peacock. Well, I shouldn't have said queer peacock, but he's a queer peacock. Strutting, had his feathers pushed up and everything else. And all of a sudden, he comes out about 2-3 hours later, just a meeting between him and George W., and he comes out head down, shoulders down, stooped forward, looking like a defeated gay peacock. And what ended up happening is he did exactly what George W. did. He towed the line exactly the way George did, exactly the way Clinton did, exactly the way George H. did, all the way back to what Reagan did until they shot him and kept him drugged for 8 years in the White House so George W. could run the doggone planet. Now, all of a sudden, Trump, after about 6 months, finds out, hey, this isn't what we thought it was going to be. And this is why they hold this. This is why they hold the impeachment stuff over his head all the time. He's done nothing to be impeached over. It's stupid. Obama did all kinds of stuff to be impeached over. He never got impeached with the Fast and Furious and IRS gate. Never got impeached for anything. The only reason they hold this is just another hammer over Donald Trump's head to keep him in line so he does the globalist bidding. That's why they throw the impeachment card every sinking time you pick up the newspaper. Donald Trump's about to get impeached, about to get impeached. No, he's not about to get impeached. As long as he continues to make Israel great again, his little MAGA hat, and make sure that he follows the rebuilding of the Third Temple and the Kabbalists who run the 33-degree Masonic lodges. Woo, doggy, I'm saying some stuff today. And these people who follow this Make Israel plan, and these people who want Christians to leave Christianity, leave Jesus Christ, convert to Judaism to get their new world order, new world religion under the Kabbalah, under their tree of life, as long as you follow their plan and convert and renounce Jesus Christ. Oh, isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how John Hagee basically talks about all kinds of stuff about how Jesus never came to be the Messiah now? Don't tell me I'm making this stuff up. You got to read the news. You got to see what the world, these people believe and what they're saying. These are a bunch of sickos who want to rule the planet through their god Lucifer. That's who these guys are. And so, yes, Austin, you're absolutely right. I didn't mean to go on a tirade this morning, but I tell you what. when I see them intentionally raising tariffs on Mexico. And all Donald Trump has to do is build a stinking wall with $1.5 billion. Instead of flying around to his stupid golf course at Mar-a-Lago and playing golf and hanging out with his buddies and going out and doing whatever he's doing out there, why doesn't he get his butt down to the border? Why doesn't he get the Army Corps of Engineers out there with his billions of dollars he has now and the available funds to do this and say, I want this thing up and I want it up now? Why doesn't he do what he did with that ice rink in New York City when nobody could get the ice rink built and nobody could get it fixed? It's way over budget. They didn't have an ice rink. Donald Trump said, forget it. And he went in and he took care of it. And he had it done. He had it running up in 30 days or 90 days or whatever. And he worked on it for years. Why doesn't he do that instead of playing golf on the weekends and flying to Mar-a-Lago and closing down the air service in the West Palm? Why doesn't he focus on what he needs to do? That's my question. You know, why does he pull the troops out of the Middle East like he said he was going to do? Why has he continued to have troops in Syria after he said to us repeatedly, you know, I'll tell you why, because every time he gets off the chain, they grab him by the short hair and they say, hey, by the way, Buckwheat, we're going to impeach your butt, or we're going to kill your family, or we're going to do whatever you want. We're going to bankrupt you, because remember, Wilbur Ross, one of our Rothschild boys, bailed you out back in the 80s, and we own you, boy. Don't you know? Don't you know, boy, that the borrower is servant to the lender? It warns you in the word. Guys, Trump is not who we thought he was, and it's about time that Christians get off of this kicking parade and saying, oh, yes, okay, because at least we ain't got Hillary. What do we have? We've got red flag gun laws all over the place now in like 16 states. They can take your guns away for absolutely no reason. You got to try to get them back. We got the Department of Family Services running roughshod over the whole country, stealing children, running into the sex slave rings. We got $1 trillion of heroin coming in from Afghanistan all the time that's basically running by the CIA. None of it's changed. It's exactly the way it was with Bush Sr., who set it up, with Clinton, with Bush Jr., with Obama, and now again with Trump. Nothing has changed, and it's about time that we realize that we got to hold his feet to the fire and realize that we've got to rotate the staff out of the White House, rotate the staff out of Congress and out of the Senate. These people, whether they want to understand it or not, they work for us. And they don't want to believe they work for us. They think they're their own little special group that makes their own little laws, makes their own little salaries, makes their own little everything. Why? Because they think they can control us regardless of what happens. And guys, they're doing a pretty doggone good job of it. I hate to admit it, but they are. They're doing a pretty doggone good job, because this same group is the same group that controlled Rome. It's the same group that controlled the temple Pharisees and the money changers in the temple. It's the same group that killed Jesus Christ. It's the same group that basically were the wizards and the warlock and the witches of the Middle Ages. It's the same group that were the druids. It's the same group that took over 9/11. It's the same group that who shot John F. Kennedy. It's the same group that took down Building 7. It's the same group that started the Vietnam War. It's the same group that started World War I and World War II. And it's the same group that started the Civil War in the United States. It's always the same people. And we have to understand who and what this demonic group is and how they've gotten so much power. Remember, we've given them the power over us because we've given them the ability to coin our dollars and to make money out of nothing and to buy off people and give them stuff so they can control them. It's who they are. And Austin, I've about had enough of all of it because I'm so fed up with all of it. And when they get tired of people, when people start doing things wrong, and they lose their ability to do certain things, then all of a sudden they just turn on those same people, and they basically get rid of them. In other words, more BuzzFeed news on Tony Robbins. I covered this yesterday. Now apparently he used the Dr. Pepper song, you know, be a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, be a pepper too. And he was basically using racial slurs, using that song, using the N-word for black Americans, singing that song, you know, be a blank, you're a bank, everybody's a blank blank. I mean, whatever. He repeatedly has used racial slurs. This is coming out from him right now, and he's actually shocked his fans by kissing women on a platform without a permission to kiss them. All kinds of crazy stuff this guy has done, including groping and everything else he's been involved in accusing of, and also exposing his genitalia. So for some reason, this boy has lost his grace with whoever they are. And guys, let me tell you something. If you're one of these weirdos and you're involved with these people, and you think they're going to do all this stuff for you, let me tell you something. You need to take a look at Elvis. You need to take a look at Whitney Houston. You need to take a look at Michael Jackson. You need to take a look at Prince. You need to take a look at all of these different people that have died so young, because once you lose your usefulness to them and they no longer have a reason to support you and to continue to finance you and to fund you and to promote you, they'll take you and shove you in a hole so fast that you won't even believe what happened to you. You see it all the time in Hollywood. once you wake up and you start saying things you shouldn't ought to say. And I'm talking to the people right now who listen to this show who aren't saved and who are involved in this dark agenda. These people, the same thing happened in Russia in the revolution. They took the people who helped them do the revolution in Russia, and right after the revolution was over with, because they knew these guys were the revolutionaries, they took them out back and they shot them. Guys, if you're involved in this stuff and they let you prosper for a season, it's going to be for a season. And then you're going to have all eternity to deal with this mess that you did, because you're going to end up going to hell. Now, that's about as direct as I can get. And that's why it says in the book of Isaiah, these guys are in hell, chained up, and all of a sudden Lucifer shows up and he's chained up. And they go, oh, Morningstar, what happened to you? And he says, oh, well, I thought you were going to do this and do that and do this. And I said, no. That isn't going to happen. You're going to find out who's going to be in charge, because God's got you guys. Right now, he knows what's going on. He's still in charge, and he's allowing you to express your freedom of will to find out where everybody stands on this planet. Guys, it's something that everybody needs to be aware of and be involved in, and Austin's 100% right. We've got too much stuff coming out of Mexico now to start throwing giant sanctions on these guys. There's an underlying motive, and it could just be they're trying to cover up right now and obfuscate what's going on with Bilderberg, that Jared Kushner's there, that Pompeo's there, that all of these world leaders are again meeting, determining the fate of the United States, and now we have to have something else in the press to talk about, and now we have Trump wanting to throw a 25% sanction on Mexico by October. The stock market dumped again, gold went up again. All of this stuff is being manipulated so that we, the people of the United States, will have no direction to go but to follow them into their internment camps. And Austin's absolutely right. What do you think, Oz?
That's well said, and I didn't even realize that until you said it earlier, that Kushner basically is in the Bilderberger group meeting, which says a lot, because any of the names you start hearing in those groups, which we've heard of them, Dad talked about a few of them earlier this week, they're all the part of the bankers. They're all involved with the bankers. They're all part of the moneylenders, and that's what it all comes down to. And that's really what everybody has to start understanding. You know, we can blame the Democrats, which a lot of them are pushing the communist agenda, which a lot of them are pretty sadistic. But when it all comes down to it, and you kick those guys out of the way, and then you fight the next band of communist tyrants, and you push those guys out of the way, and then you go down the tunnel, and you go down the hole, and you break into the safe, and you dig down to the bottom of the pyramid, you find out at the bottom, under the rock, underneath every single devious, debauchery thing that happens in the United States, it's the bankers controlling the money. And a lot of people go, oh, that's not true. That's not true. Guys, dig down deep enough. Do some research. You'll find out it's right. It's crazy because you don't really think like that. You're like, dude, this is crazy. Why would they do that? All the way back, like Dad said, with the money changers in the temple, Jesus flipping the tables over. The only time in recorded history Jesus became irate. You look at all the stuff that Jesus talks about through his entire lifetime. Love, constantly speaking, you know, as far as with an aggressive tone, but with a subtle tone. He's sitting there in most cases and does not go out of his way to be incredibly overly aggressive, except for one instance in his life where he doggone starts whipping people in the money, in the temple, because these guys are so corrupt and changing the coins and having unjust weights, which I've talked about before. And ironically enough, as we've said numerous times, what is it, a week after that incident, week and a half after that incident, he was crucified. These are the people that still run the country, that still run the world, the bankers, the people at the top of the totem pole with all the money. They control it, they print it, they dictate the laws. Just like Kissinger said, you control the oil, you control the nation, then you control the food, then you can control the people. Very strange that we're seeing all these storms out in the Midwest right now, and now we're about to start slapping tariffs on Mexico to make it even more worse. And just crazy stuff. And then, so it just brings me back to what I've been saying for weeks now. Get well prepared. Know how to handle yourself with no power, with no backup, with no EMT, with no 911. That's what you have to deal with. We've dealt with that with hurricanes down here repeatedly. No power, no medical, no 911 for 6, 7, 8, 9 days at a time. And that's minor. That's just a couple days, really. That's really just a couple days. And we handled it well. Stretch that out to 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks. You put a number on it. My opinion, I think at least a minimum, you should be well prepared for 90 days of anything that may occur. 90 days. Anything past that, it's really, I mean, it's honestly, it's a roulette. It's a gamble on what's going to happen at that point, because at that point, if there's not some type of civility restored within 3 months, it's going to be all-out chaos. And I don't think they'll let it go to that realm, but I don't know. I could be wrong. So just be well prepared and well aware of what is going on with all the stuff that's happening right now, because we've been giving everybody ample warning. Make sure, because, you know, if something like that happens, understand, guys, shipments probably are going to stop for a while too, which means we're not going to be able to ship product out to anybody. We're not going to be able to get anything out to anyone. You know, everything's going to stop. So have adequate food, have adequate water filtration, have adequate food buckets, have adequate ammunition, have adequate vitamins, have adequate anything you use on a regular basis, toilet paper, so to speak, because once this thing goes sideways, it's not just going to stop overnight. It's going to be something that's going to progress, and it's probably going to let go. And so that's just my stance on all of it. And also, too, start being aware of your surroundings. It's crazy because I've seen so much stuff now lately with people that are constantly on their phones all the time. It's getting worse. I mean, everywhere you go now, people are on their smartphones with their earbuds in while they're walking, while they're crossing the street, at the dinner table, meeting, so forth. And I get it. You know, you got business, you got stuff you're conducting, you got money you're trying to make, you have all this different stuff. Sometimes you got to be on your phone, and it can be really efficient. But there's also a time and a place to get off of it. And so that's one thing that is being used as a tool, in my opinion, by the globalists to control the population, is keeping them constantly entertained. A distraction. They make a very substantial statement in the second Hunger Games. I refer back to that movie repeatedly because you have to understand the subtleness that they play in that movie and the really key predictive programming they have in that movie. If you want to understand what the next plan is long term, that movie lines it out perfect with a bow on top. And they even says in the second one, after they get out of the Hunger Games, they say, "We just want to be done with this. We want to go back to our normal lives." And he goes, "You don't understand. You have no normal lives anymore. Your job now, your sole duty is to be a distraction to the population to keep them from looking on what is really going on." That's what we have now in the presidency. That's exactly what's going on right now. They're using this stuff to keep Donald Trump under control, and at the same time, they're using all of this stuff to keep the population distracted. If they can constantly keep talking about Mueller and what idiotic thing Cortez says today, and what the next impeachment demands the Democrats are going to make. They're not going to impeach Trump. He's going to get, more likely, 99% chance he's going to get elected in the next election, because he's doing exactly what they want him to do right now, and he's been the face of the United States, and he makes a great distraction. Understand that. All this fodder, all this media that they constantly throw out there is an incredibly effective distraction in keeping the population focused on all this bread and circus, all these smoke and mirrors. Who's in trouble now with Trump? Who's in trouble now? Who's under investigation? Who started a hoax here? What's Russia doing? What report are we going to see next? What impeachment are we going to see next? Dude, it's all, that's why I don't talk about it on the show. That's why Dad doesn't talk about it on the show. We refer to it very jokingly, but very seriously at the same time, is a circus clown show. That's all it is. It's a circus clown show. It's like Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. It's like going to the circus. You got the bear juggling. You got the lion jumping through the hoop of fire. You got the trapeze. That's what they do with the media. It's the same way. They just do it in a different light because it's on the media. They make it more real because they tell you, this is the truth. We tell you only the truth. Follow, obey, conform. Follow, obey. Just like that movie We Live. That movie's kind of a joke. It's got some, you know, just comical stuff in it. But that's exactly what it is. He puts on the glasses and he sees everything and he goes, oh my gosh, this is not what I thought it was. This is all just lies. And this is exactly what we're seeing right now. So it's so important. Get your head out of your phone. Get some food in your basement. Get some supplements in your cupboard. Get some ammunition in your safe. Get some water in your closet. And get well prepared and buckle down, because the United States population, the hardcore patriot constitutionalists that are currently here and alive and well, and there are millions of us in this country still, we still have a chance to hold back and maintain this country if we keep it under Jesus and God Almighty. That's the biggest thing, is we have to continue to follow the biblical laws and continue continually support. When you see people like in Alabama, they support stuff like that, you know why all the communists are getting so mad. They're getting so mad that the life of a child actually has a chance, because they're doing the bidding of Lucifer. They're trying to follow the Satanist agenda of shedding blood to basically entertain Baal and Moloch. That's what all this stuff comes down to, with this consistent infanticide all the time and these full-term abortions. That's what they love doing. Their thirst for blood never ends. I know I don't usually talk about this stuff because, honestly, I hate talking about it. It's so weird. But that is exactly why. So you have to understand, when you see these rabid communists screaming and foaming at the mouth, demanding that they have a right to kill an unborn child at 9 months because it's their right in their body, they're consumed by anger and hate. In my opinion, a lot of these people are possessed by demons. This is not something abnormal. It's something we've seen all the way back since the beginning of time. It clearly talks about it in the Bible. We see it now here. And it becomes even easier now with the technology that we have, with the 5G networks, with the phones, with these gigantic TVs, with the 3D television. All this stuff makes it incredibly easy. That's why I don't watch any of those horror movies anymore. When I was younger, real younger, I used to think some of those older movies, you know, like Friday the 13th, blah, blah, blah. I started getting older and realizing what they were. Guys, that was soft stuff back then. The weird, sadistic, perverted, satanic movies they have out now on the big screen. Has anybody noticed now that almost every horror movie that you see the commercials for, every horror movie is about demons coming into the house and people getting possessed and these stuff coming out of the mirrors and trying to eat people and take people over and control them in these giant entities? Anybody notice that? It's like every single horror movie that comes out is about these monsters and demons taking over in this house or possessing people. There's no, like, old school, like, killer movies anymore, and somebody's got the shotgun, and this guy's got a machete, and it's one-on-one, and the dude gets his head blown off at the end, and the good guy wins. Those horror movies don't exist anymore. All it is now is these weird demonic possession films. Don't put that stuff in your house. Don't go to the movies. Don't support it. Don't give it money. Don't let that stuff allow to go into your brain, because the movies now are so good with their computer-generated graphics. They look so real. You can't tell what it looks like. Harrison sent me the trailer for the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare video game system. I don't play video games at all anymore. I did a little bit when I was younger, but not anymore. Way too busy for that. But he sent me the trailer for the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And I watched it this morning, and it was so realistic. I was like, wow. I mean, some of the scenes, I couldn't tell if they were using live footage from actual, like, spec op raids, or they were actually video games. That's how real they were. And what's crazy about this is now we have these kids that are so desensitized to violence and death, because all they do is sit there on video games for 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day. And then we wonder why, when we put them on Prozac and Xanax and Adderall, why they go and break into their parents' safe and steal a gun and go into a school and shoot a bunch of people up. Because for the last 10 years, they've been staring in a TV screen 10 hours a day, shooting people all day long and all night long. And then they're going on Schedule 2 drugs, and then not even knowing what realm they're in anymore, and making them incredibly aggressive. And then we're like, we don't know why they shot a school up. It must be the guns' fault. We should probably ban the guns. That's what it is. If we ban the guns, all this will stop. It'll never happen anymore if we just ban the guns. Yeah, that doesn't make any logical sense whatsoever. It wouldn't be the predictive program with the video games. It wouldn't be the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the antidepressants. It wouldn't be the hours on end of mind control of using a television, which is patented in the 50s as a mind control tool. It wouldn't be any of that. It's the gun's fault. It's the inanimate object that can't do anything, that sits in a safe, dry and cold. Well, it should stay lubricated and cold. In the safe and never gets used until you grab it and load it up. That's the fault. It's that fault. So it's just comical to me. But anyways, before I keep going off on this, also too, in other news, a lot more people are starting to wake up, I think. I'm getting emails on people that are asking about natural approaches, all kinds of different stuff. And a lot of times people email me, and they try to get natural you know, advice from me, and they're in the middle of chemotherapy. Now, I'm going to tread lightly right here because this is an email I get a lot. A lot of people send me this type of email, and in most cases, there's not much I can respond back to you, pretty much to follow the advice of your doctor. You're halfway through chemotherapy sessions, and you feel horrible, and it's not working, and you don't know what to do. The problem is, once you start on this path, I really can't give you much advice, especially from a legal standpoint. Now, if you're trying to ask me what natural foods you can eat to stay healthy and what vitamins you can take to boost your immune system, I'd love to help you out with that. And as you guys know, I answer those emails as best as I possibly can. But you have to understand, chemotherapy has been used as treatment for cancer in the 1940s. Nearly 8 decades ago, researchers began examining the therapeutic effects of mustard gas on lymphoma and declared that mustard gas was a very effective chemical that reduced the size of tumors for a few weeks of treatment. However, in most cases, it made the patients unbelievably ill and in some cases died. Rather than focusing on encouraging people to maintain healthy weight, exercise, quit smoking, and make dietary changes, the medical industrial complex has pushed the narrative that early detection and chemotherapy are the only way to reduce death from cancer. As reported by the BBC News, cancer is increasing all around the world, and so is the number of people it kills this year, allegedly. Between 2012 and 2018, the number of patients diagnosed with cancer annually rose from 14.1 million to 18.1 million, while the number of fatalities increased from 8.2 to 9.6 million. Why the increase? Well, the studies have already shown that chemotherapy kills many of the very people it was allegedly supposed to cure. As recently as 2015, cancer drugs represent over $100 billion a year industry, a figure that is set to double to $200 billion, they say, by 2022. Livestrong reports that an 8-week course of chemotherapy can cost a patient as much as $300,000. Chemotherapy is a cash cow for investors. Remember, cancer is not necessarily a disease anymore. It is an industry. Understand that. It is an industry. It is a way to generate upwards of $200 billion within the next 3 years by 2022. That's the projections. $200 billion a year. Back in 2006, a study published in the Journal of Natural Cancer Institute reported that 61% of women who were treated with for chemotherapy for breast cancer were hospitalized the following year following treatment for a variety of different ailments. So almost three-quarters of these women that got treated with chemo for breast cancer ended up going back into the hospital for non-cancer related issues, all types of different health issues, whether it be hospital, infection, low blood cell count, dehydration, or some other ailment. Even worse, another recent study conducted by Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yavasha University of New York found that chemotherapy often increases the aggressiveness of cancer cells, causing tumors to spread throughout the body after chemo is stopped. It is thought the toxic medication switches on a repair mechanism in the body to try to heal itself from the toxicity from the chemo, which ultimately allows tumors to grow back stronger. Another study conducted by the Public Health England and Cancer Research in UK examined the number of people who died in the first 30 days immediately undergoing chemotherapy and found an alarming mortality rate that was directly associated with chemotherapy treatment. What they're saying is the cancer never even got close to killing the individual. The chemotherapy killed the individual well before the cancer ever did. Now, these are all research published studies that I'm quoting here. This isn't my opinion. I'm not even telling you my opinion on it right now. I'm reading you the facts from studies that they've already done. So, as I say again, if you want advice on health or if you need advice on increasing your immune system and staying healthy, we're happy to help you about that here at Health Masters. But again, if you have followed the medical industrial complex establishment protocol, then there's not a whole lot we can really give you advice pertaining to that. But these are what the research studies currently say about that topic. That is really what I want to address today, Dad, because I've gotten a lot of emails lately. That is about as clear as I think I can make it right now on this topic.
Well, the problem that you run into, you can do supplements along with chemotherapy. I mean, some studies have actually shown that if you take intravenous vitamin C along with the chemotherapy, the chemotherapy has better results. But now you have to ask yourself a question. Is that a function of the chemotherapy or the function of the vitamin C? There's your question, because a lot of cancer protocols that are natural include intravenous vitamin C, you know, 2-3 times a week, 50,000 milligrams, because it converts into hydrogen peroxide and alkalinizes the body, oxygenates the tissue, and it kills the cancer cells. So you have to ask yourself a question. What do you want to do? Now, people are always asking me, would you undergo chemotherapy? And my response is always the same, no. because there's too many natural things you can do not to have to undergo chemotherapy. But if you're already undergoing chemotherapy and you're already under the advice of a doctor, you know, we can tell you what you can do to help build your immune system, but you're going to have to ask your doctor if that's okay, because the chemotherapy impairs the immune system. It kind of destroys it, to be honest with you, and it kind of kills everything. And so if you're taking chemotherapy trying to get better from cancer and you start taking supplements, it can actually interfere with the chemotherapy treatment protocol. So you have to be careful. So, you know, if you decide to go to the mainstream medical complex, you know, that's your choice. You know, to work with your doctor who gave you that protocol. But be very, very careful. You start doing alternative therapies along with the chemotherapy without the approval of your medical doctor or your chemotherapy doctor, because it may actually be contraindicated and not going to allow the chemotherapy to do what it does. Now, personally, I don't like chemotherapy. It's poison. It's mustard gas. And you're putting something into your body that kills fast-growing cells and also kills other cells. That's why your hair falls out. You know, I don't like that. Radiation, I don't like that either. Now, what I do is what I think is okay is if you have a problem with a lump and you have a lumpectomy and you have the entire lump excised and not have it biopsied but have it removed from a skilled surgeon who can do a good cut, a good removal, and a good stitch job so you don't have a giant deformed part of your body because of this, have at it. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But be very, very careful with the chemotherapy and the radiation. It's kind of like immunizations. If you choose to do that, that's your choice. Just be aware of the side effects and the consequences. To me, it makes more sense. If your immune system is impaired and you come down with cancer, and you want to go ahead and impair your immune system more by using chemotherapy to try to kill the fast-growing cells, wouldn't it have made more sense to go ahead and have your body's immune system made stronger to try to get rid of the cancer? See, what people don't realize, Austin, is this. Everybody gets cancer every single day. I learned that in my biology chemistry program at Florida State. And the immune system gets rid of the cancer. For a woman to have a one-inch-sized lump in her breast, that cancer has been growing in her body for about 10 years. It's not something that has been there for the last 2 weeks. It's been about 10 years. So that means the immune system's been impaired for the past 10 years. Same thing with prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is such a slow-growing cancer that most doctors who are really reputable, who care about their patients, will tell the patients, you know, it probably won't kill you for another 25 years. And by that time, if you're 65 years old, you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and you're 90 years old and you die, you're probably going to die from something else like heart disease or diabetes or something else rather than the prostate cancer. Now, so be very, very careful when you choose the medical route. Make sure you get good second and third opinions. Now, what I like to do, I like to go to medical doctors, or I used to in the past. I don't anymore for this particular thing. And I'll get an opinion from one and get an opinion from another one and not tell them what the first one said. And invariably, when you do that, they have some other completely total idea of what to do. Now, if you get several people that are all saying the same things, then you need to think about, okay, let me give you guys an example. Years ago, Sharon had a growth on one of her ovaries. This is my wife. And she ended up developing a grapefruit-sized cyst on her ovary, and it was causing her belly to stick out. She went in to have an MRI done on her hips because she was having some hip pain because of some osteoporotic spur. And so she was having hip pains. She wanted to get a look at her spine, see what was going on with this spinal stenosis, what it's called. And they found this giant cyst in her stomach. And the doctor said to her, the radiologist says, I see this all the time. This is a water cyst off one of your ovaries, but we recommend that you go see an oncologist and get his opinion on this. Well, the oncologist, he says to us, we go to see him. He goes, by the way, this is probably 99% a water cyst. We can go in and we can lance it and let it just dissipate by itself. But 1 or 2% of the time, it's not a water cyst. It's going to be cancer. And if we open it up, it's going to spread in your body. He was actually telling us the truth. So I told Sharon, I said, you got to do what you want to do on this. I said, you have to make a choice on this. Well, then we go into the surgery suite. The guy says to us, he goes, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to open her from her sternum all the way down to her pubic bone, which is going to be like a 12-inch scar, and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to very gently remove this entire tumor. And I may have to take the ovary with it. I said, well, if you can save the ovary, that's okay. I said, but you're not going to do a doggone Frankenstein scar on my wife. She's a size 2. She works out all the time, and we're not going to deal with that type of scar for the rest of her life. You're going to do a bikini cut, and you're going to take this thing out. Well, he goes, well, it'll take me an extra 20 minutes. And I'm like, dude, I said, why don't you just go ahead and schedule your golf clean game a little bit later on in the afternoon? You're doing a bikini cut. And I said, I can take out both ovaries if you'd like. I said, no, we're not taking out the ovaries either. We're not taking out the uterus. We're not taking out anything. All you're going to do is remove the cyst. And, of course, he did it. And of course, it was a water cyst. It was completely benign. And of course, he left her with a Frankenstein bikini cut scar that we had to later go back in and have resected because it was just absolutely horrible. And see, this is what you've got to do. You've got to tell them what you want. You have to tell them that you understand what's going on, and you can't allow them to tell you what they're going to do. You have to do your own research on this. Now, in retrospect, would I have done the surgery if it would have been me personally? No. I would have assumed with a 99% probability of it being a water cyst, I'd go in there and have them do laparoscopic surgery and lance it and be done with it. Sharon wasn't comfortable doing that. I told her it has to be your choice. So what I'm saying to you all, everybody here right now, is it has to be your choice. It has to be your choice on the immunizations. It has to be your choice on the vaccines. It has to be your choice on treatment protocols that you decide that you're going to do. It has to be your choice if you want to go on a statin drug. I mean, high blood pressure and cholesterol are so easy to correct without the use of statin drugs and blood pressure medication that I have no idea why anybody ever goes on these types of meds. I have no idea why, because it doesn't make any sense, because they're not necessary. But guys, if you feel they're necessary for you, then you feel they're necessary for you. You know, so do the research. That's why I always tell people, this is what my one thing I always do with the vaccines. I always say to parents that are pregnant, do yourself a favor. I'm not telling you what to do. You got to make your own choice on this as far as what you're going to do with this child with hepatitis shots when they're born and everything else. Go in and watch the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. It's free online now. And just watch the movie. And then if you still want to do this after you watch the movie Vaxxed and you need more research, it's entirely up to you because it's your choice, your baby, your decision. I'm not going to try to take your right to make your decision for your child, like some states are starting to do now, away from you. See, this is what we have to understand. If we all start to wake up and we start to make healthy decisions in ourselves as far as with immunizations or with vaccines or with statin drugs or chemotherapy or natural supplements that help to build the immune system, everybody will start getting healthier. Remember, guys, this globalist agenda was started with the Rockefeller Medical Complex when they put the natural physicians out of business and the naturopaths out of business, and they wouldn't allow them to be covered under the insurance, and they started licensing medical schools and making you have requirements to go through licensed medical school and take licensed medical training. All of this stuff was done on purpose to get the natural health care out of our systems and not allow us to have choices anymore, because the military industrial complex, which is owned by the international banking cartels, and the medical industrial complex, which is owned by the international banking cartels, realize that if they can charge you $300,000 for 1 month worth of chemotherapy, they can wipe your savings out if you don't have insurance, and they can take all of your stuff. Because remember, they take what they can take, not because they need it, but because they can, because it's greed. It's basically it's lasciviousness, it's greed, it's basically just a complete and total given over to the dark side of taking everything from you, no matter what it is. And you have to understand who and what these things are and what they do to you on a regular basis. Guys, I love you. I have the opportunity to pray for you this morning. You guys are absolutely awesome. Been an interesting show today. This has been a quick show. You guys are just absolutely amazing to me. Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting your vitamins through Health Masters. Thank you for supporting this show. You're not going to get information like this from anybody else. Not today's show. Not today's show. We went places that nobody wants to go. So, guys, I love you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting at least your multiple vitamins from us or your toothpaste or whatever. Thank you for being here for us. We're here for you. I love you guys. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I will talk to you guys on Monday. And I will be on Hagman tonight. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so the Hagman show should be pretty good tonight. I know Dad's got a lot of different stuff that he has been working on this week for it, so it should be something that's pretty good, guys. And I mean, we continue to fight this good fight, this information fight, the best we know how, and we really appreciate all the support that you guys continue to give us. And you know, that's why we try to give you guys as much health news, as much world news, much all these different topics. We try to cover the stuff that nobody else wants to cover, and that's really what our show does. Because I mean, we could sit here and regurgitate Fox News and CNN every day, but I mean, that's an absolute joke. I mean, not only is that boring, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. 95% of the mainstream media is either lies or significant distortions of the truth, which is basically a lie anyways, and propaganda. So this is something that, you know, we're just continuing to do, and we appreciate you guys being in this fight with us. I continually urge everybody, if you don't already have so, get a bag. Have something in your vehicle at all times that you're well prepared with. You know, have a good medic kit in it. Have some backup water filtration in it. Have some protein bars in it. Have maps, hard maps. in it. That's something that a lot of people fail to realize. I was talking to my wife about that the other day when we were coming back from Ocala. Now, we were coming back a very back way, the rural way, and she checked on her phone because I kind of knew the back way we were going. And she goes, you know, it would be crazy, you know, how many people wouldn't even know how to move across the state if they didn't have any phones, like if the whole power grid goes out or simply the whole phone service is going out. I mean, E&P aside, let's just say the entire phone networks go down. No internet, no phones. Could people function? Could you function? Could your family function? Could you function if your phone was a paperweight? You throw it in the box, you throw it in your desk drawer, no longer going to use it anymore. Everything goes dead with the service. Vehicle runs, you can still pump gas, you can still do whatever you have to do. It goes back to just like it did in the 1990s. Yeah, you need to be able to do that. And a lot of people go, oh, I could handle that. And I say, okay, how do you get up here? How do you get up to Ocala if I-4's blocked, 27's parking lot, and I-75's all completely stopped because people are trying to exit us? How do you get up there? Well, I think you would go, better not think. You bug out and go on a road trip and you throw all your gear in a truck and you ride out. You better darn know where you're going and how you're getting there and have multiple routes, back routes you can do to get someplace if you're planning on doing that. So that's just a thing that a lot of people, I try to, you know, convey. You know, hard maps are important. Having something, you know, a bag, like I said, a gear bag, that if anything happens, you can throw it on and you can walk 2 to 3 days and be fully sufficed in there. Having Band-Aids, having baby powder, having extra socks that are dry, that are in Ziploc bags, that aren't going to be exposed to water and moisture if you're having to ford through ponds and rivers and retention ponds and lakes. All that stuff, you know? I mean, when wet socks are horrible. Been there, done that. By the day, second or third wet socks, your feet are nasty and they are raw and you're getting some insanely disgusting blisters. Non-functional, can't walk on your back. Done. So just think about these things as something to occur, because we have definitely become very complacent as this generation, especially the generation, you know, millennial generation, very soft, unbelievably inept on how to function and do anything. It's embarrassing. So be aware of that. We appreciate the support, everybody. Continue to stay on your health. Stay on the weights. Stay in the gym. Even if you're not working out with weights, do pull-ups, do push-ups, do sit-ups, do dips, do some bodyweight squats. You don't have to do weight if you don't want to. You go do 100 bodyweight squats, 4 sets of 25 right now. You go do that and tell me how you feel in the morning. If you can go do 100 bodyweight squats by yourself, 4 sets of 25, and you're not sore at all the next day, then you are actually still moderately conditioned. That's a good place to start. If you do 100 bodyweight squats and you wake up next morning, you can barely stand up and it hurts to go sit on the toilet, you got to start working on your conditioning, because a lot of people fail to realize how much work has to be put in. I got tested real hard of that hurricane 2 years ago, as far as when all the power is out and I was carrying, what are we packing, almost 350 sandbags, moving around for all the flooding, carrying all the stuff, running PVC pipe, multiple sump pumps, multiple generators. That was some work for a couple days. And so, I mean, I handled it well. So, I mean, you need to be understanding of what happens and how to do it if so arises. So we appreciate the support, guys. Stay strong, stay prepared, stay in good shape. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. Cortisol Buster still on sale the rest of this week. Great product to reduce your cortisol, reduce stress, and the ultimate multiple. On sale for 10% off right now is product of the week. Ted will be on the Hagman Show tonight. You guys enjoy the show. Have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend, and I'll talk to you again Monday as always.